Delighted to have the Donegal senior team manager, Mickey McCann, joining us in our commentary position once again. Mickey, a very good afternoon. You're welcome to the coverage.
Thanks, Oisín.
Well, I suppose, Mickey, before we look at this confirmation, you're going to confirm with us now that you're sticking around as the senior hurling boss and you're going to take it on for another year.
Yes, Oisín, I suppose disappointing after last year getting beat to Tyrone, you know, and it's just something that maybe we felt there was an older Mickey record on this team. So myself and Gabriel, you know, we met again, and before the match, or before last year, it was going to be our last year, but, you know, we just feel that maybe this team, we can get another good year out of them, you know, and then maybe bring in fresh faces, a few young boys come on board. And, you know, things are looking up. I think if we get our act together, we can probably push it, maybe a Nicky record out of that team again, you know.
Did it take you long to change your mind?
It did, actually, a lot of thinking, a lot of pros and cons, you know, and look, players are keen to keep that set up together for another season, so look, if you've the backing of them and we can keep the backroom team together, we have a good chance of getting our house in order again. You know, we've lost James E. Donnelly, who work commitments and stuff, who's going to be a loss, as you know, and a few retirements, and Lee Henderson and PJ McCarron possibly heading away. So look, but we have a few young boys coming in that can replace them boys, and hopefully we can make another go of it next year and first of all stay in that Division 2 again and then move on to Nicky Record.
Yep. Obviously there's a lot of very talented young hurlers in the county, and we've seen what Richie Ryan done earlier for Dunloe and winning the junior final, and he'll be a key part of your squad as well. But I'm going to throw a curveball at you because Davin Flynn's named in the Satanta team, Mickey, for today in the bench. Would he be very much welcome back to the county fold if available next year?
Of course he is, actually, you know, and we probably missed him last year. You know, he was a big part of that team that beat me own Croke Park, so I don't know what his plans are, having me chatting to Davin. He couldn't come back, and I know he's only back to town with Satanta's last week or two, so we'll just see what the circumstances as we work and family commitments, and we'll have a chat to him when the club season's read up.
Yep, so obviously you and Gabriel and the rest of the guys all feel that if you have a fully fit panel and the best and the most talented hurlers in the county available to you, you can win an All-Ireland again, Mickey?
I think so, Ash and I. You know, I think we at least get to the final last year. You know, Tyrone got a bad beating by Mayo in the final, where I felt there's nothing on us in Mayo in the last couple of seasons, you know. So I feel it's there, Ash, but maybe we took our eye off the ball a wee bit, thinking we're playing a higher division than Tyrone and stuff, and possibly caught out a wee bit complacency. So look, we learnt the hard way last year, and something we'll have to get our house in order next year to get ready for teams like that, you know.
Yeah, okay, well everybody in the county, I'm sure we'll be behind you again next year, Mickey, and trying to bring success for the senior hurlers. But you've got a busy couple of weeks ahead of you now, trying to sort a backroom team, don't you?
We do, yeah, and we have to try to replace James, which is not easy in Donegal, actually, you know, with the hurling, trying to pick men out to back the county team up, and we need an S&C coach and stuff. So look, we have a few bits and pieces to put together, but hopefully it can fall into place for us over the next few weeks.
Okay, well, the best of luck with